We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches Amud Aleph by the two dots, about 12-15 lines from the bottom. And our Mishnah said, "Be'echad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim." One in the month of Tishrei is the beginning of the year for the years. And the question is, well, what are we talking about? What does that mean? And before we run into the Gemara, let's remind ourselves of the first Gemara. The first halacha it said in the Mishnah is that in one of the month of Nisan is the beginning of the year for the kings. And over there we said that the kings is a reference to which kings? We said it's a reference to the non-Jewish kings, that the other way around. We're going to see that the Jewish kings, again, one second, I don't remember. Jewish kings, one second, I don't remember. The Jewish kings are from Nisan, and the non-Jewish kings are from Tishrei. Yeah, it even makes sense because what importance does Nisan have for a non-Jewish king? Tishrei is the beginning of creation. So Tishrei is the beginning of the year for everything, for us, for our count of the non-Jewish king. So we said over there, we said a few things. We said that Nisan is when you start counting the year for the Jewish kings. Now we're going to say that the beginning of the year in Tishrei means the beginning of the year for the count of the non-Jewish kings. That's what the Gemara is going to say in the next few lines. We said the relevance is for documents. If you say this, you took the loan in the third year of this king's reign. Well, the question is, what do you have a lien on? Meaning, which sales did your loan proceed? If you took a lien, every loan has an intrinsic lien. So that means if you don't pay, then he could take the property. The property is responsible for the loan, whatever property a person owns. And even if he sells it, the lender, he has a right to take that property away from the buyer and tell the buyer, you deal with him. That's the concept of a lien. So, back to our Gemara. So we said, Be'echad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. One in the month of Tishrei is the beginning of the year. The beginning of the year. L'mah hilchata. The Gemara says, what does that mean? Regarding which halachos? L'mah hilchata means... what halachas does this apply to? Amar of Papa Lishtarot. This pertains to legal documents. Did not, as the Mishnah says, Shitrechova Mukdamim Pusulin. If you write a shtar and you dated it too early, so then you get the lien, you empowered that shtar illegally. Meaning, if I give you a loan tonight, and we write on the shtar that I gave you that loan last week or last year, then I have a lien on all the properties you owned since last year. Whereas I should only have a lien on everything since tonight. That's why whenever I write a shtar, when the guys want to take a loan from me, and we write out a shtar, and we don't know what date it is, I always say, okay, let's see. We don't know, when is it today? Is it Chav Cheshvan, Chav Gimel Cheshvan, Chav Hei Cheshvan? We don't know. So, okay, so we'll date it Lamed Cheshvan. Because a shtar that's too late is kosher. A shtar that's too early is not kosher. So, Shit Rechova Mukdamin Pesulin. If a document is predated, that's possible. V'amucharin, but if it's postdated, Ksherin, because you've only weakened the document. That's okay. You can weaken your document because your lien doesn't take effect now. Your lien takes effect from the date of the document. You gave the loan tonight. You have a right to have a lien from tonight. All the properties the person owns tonight already. I can't take that property back from the owner, from the buyer. The lien means, I gave you a loan, Now, let's say you have $1 million worth of property. I lent you $1 million. All your property is responsible to paying the debt. If you want to sell that property, that's fine. But the buyer has to know that if you don't pay back, I could go and take that property and he'll have to deal with you. That's the idea of a lien. Now, let's say you took the loan from me. We wrote the contract for next week. Meanwhile, you go and sell all the property. I won't have the capacity to take that property because my lien only takes effect next week because we wrote the document from next week.
Then what if we gain no property?
Fine. The lien takes effect from the minute of the document onward. Any property you'll own from then onward. But if I have a lien today, then I'll also have a lien on what you buy next week. I only gain if it's earlier. I don't lose anything. The lien covers every property you'll own from now on until you pay the debt.
Can't it, if it's early, that's only referring to the year. If the year is too early, if the year is too late.
It refers to the day as well.
So then how does this have any application to what Rosh Hashanah is?
Well, the reason it's important to have a set date for Rosh Hashanah is to avoid confusion. If we would just go by each king, so then you tell me, when did King Obama become president? We're going to date it by King Obama. What day was it? If you're off by one day, you could have it a whole year early. You're right, it's year number two, and really it's year number three. You're right, September 20th, year number two to King Obama. Really, it's year number three already. The year just changed. By the fact that you have a set day, you avoid problems. King Netanyahu, it's very clear. Rosh Hashanah is year number two. Gamarnu. I don't care when he took office.
Yes, but I'm talking about if it's a year. A year is a circle.
No, that's exactly the point. You don't have to have it a year. The second Rosh Hashanah comes, the next year begins. You don't have to have a full year. One day in the year is enough.
Right. That's why having Rosh Hashanah is important. But the fact that it's Tishrei versus Nisan doesn't matter.
Right. Right. Doesn't matter.
So then, so that's the question of Lamayel Chata, why is it applicable?
Where is it applicable? The answer is, with regard to documents, we said it. And that is important because of predated and postdated documents. Asked the Gemara of Hatnan, but the Mishnah earlier said Be'echad b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'Mlachim, that the king's year begins in Nisan. Ve'amrinan l'mahil chatan, over there we said Ve'amar Rav Chista l'shdarot, it pertains to documents. So you said the first halacha in the Mishnah is when the year starts for kings. Now you're telling me a later halacha is when the year starts for kings, for documents. What's going on here? Lo kasha, it's not difficult. Kan nemalchei Yisrael, kan nemalchei umot olam. Jewish kings go by Nisan, non-Jewish kings go by Tishrei. Elahad amar Rav Chista lo shanu ela lemalchei Yisrael. Aval lemalchei umot olam mitishrei meninan. But that which Rav Chista said, that when our Mishnah said that Nisan is the beginning of the year, lo shanu, we did not say that halacha, ela lemalchei Yisrael, only with regard to the Jewish kings, aval, but with regard to the non-Jewish kings, lemalchei umot olam, mitishrei meninan, you count from Tishrei, that quote of Rav Chisda, what was he telling me? Now you're telling me that's pshat of the Mishnah. You're telling me that when the Mishnah gave me two dates for the beginning of the year, that's pshat in the Mishnah. So what did Rav Chisda have to tell me? Rav Chisda matniti nata lashminan? Rav Chisda came to teach me a Mishnah? That's what he's telling me. If that's pshat in the Mishnah, then what do I need Rav Chisda for? Says the Gemara, lo. No. Rav Chisda krayata lashminan. Rav Chisda came to explain to you the verses. We saw in the beginning of the Masechta, there are verses that are contradictory. Here the verses indicate you go by Nisan. Here the verses indicate you go by Tishrei. By Koresh, it goes like this, it goes like that. You have sources that go back and forth in the book of Nehemiah, seemingly indicating that the year goes by Nisan and by Tishrei. So Rav Chisda came to explain, no, the Jewish kings is Nisan, the non-Jewish kings is Tishrei, and that's what Rav Chisda came for. You're right. Our Mishnah automatically indicates there are two dates when the year changes, one for Jewish kings, one for non-Jewish kings. What Rav Chisda came to help us do is figure out how to rectify the verses in the very beginning of in the book of Nehemiah. V'bayit, and if you want, Eim, I'll give you another answer. V'bayit Eim always means, if you want, I'll give you another answer. Rav Chisda k'Rabbi Zeira matnila. Rav Chisda really learned our Mishnah like Rabbi Zeira. And our Mishnah was telling us something totally different. He doesn't learn that this sentence, it all revolved around this sentence, that the beginning of the year is in Tishrei. That's when the year changes. So Rav Papa said that's relevant to legal documents, and then we have to run into the whole balagan of saying that we're talking about when the non-Jewish year changes, when the non-Jewish king, his year changes. There's a whole different understanding in that line in the Mishnah. When our Mishnah said that one in the month of Tishrei is the beginning of the year, you could understand it like Rav Zeir, Rav Chista learned that our Mishnah does not teach us this concept that non-Jewish kings have their year beginning in Tishrei. That's not what our Mishnah said when it said that one in the month of Tishrei is the beginning of the year. So what halachos was it referring to? We're back to square one. What was the first question the Gemara asked? Lema ilchata, to what halachos does the Mishnah pertain when the Mishnah says that Tishrei is the beginning of the year? Well, to what halacha? Answers Rav Zeira, de Rabbi Zeira amar litkufa. This is relevant for how we figure out the seasons. One of the things we have to do is figure out the solar seasons and align them with the lunar calendar. And this involves a lot of calculations to see when do I make a leap year, when don't I make a leap year. Our lunar calendar is really a lunar calendar that keeps itself aligned with the solar calendar. So we always have to evaluate the seasons, the tkufa. And that has relevance to many halachos, to the calendar, and also to how we figure out how we count the years, when we make a blessing on the sun, Berachas Hachama, that we did 2 years ago. It has all kinds of relevance, how you figure out the seasons. So when we say that Tishrei is the beginning of the year, we mean with regard to the seasons. And Rabbi Eliezer, in our Mishnah, is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Da'amal b'tishrei nivra olam. Rabbi Eliezer holds the world was created in Tishrei, and we'll see that Gemara Bezrat Hashem in a few days. So there's a big machlokas, was the world created in Tishrei or Nisan? So our Mishnah, when it says the year begins in Tishrei, it means when you have to calculate the seasons, you should know all the seasons began in Tishrei. Tishrei was creation, and all your calculations for the calendar, for the months, for the years, they all revolve around Tishrei being the starting point.
Which is closer to the Pshat of the Mishnah, which says Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei is Lashanim.
What does Lashanim mean? To the years. Okay, so it works.
Yeah.
Could be either one. I think both work well. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, he says, you know what we're talking about when we say that Tishrei is the beginning of the years? A third answer, Lidin. We're talking about judgment. That God judges us all on Rosh Hashanah from this Tishrei to next Tishrei. It's already been decided. Everyone's out there voting for the Senate and the House of Representatives today. They don't know it's been decided. Up there, it's already been decided. We daven, you know, we could change things, but Lidin. It's a good question. Wait. It's an excellent question. Let's hold our horses for a minute. Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, this is a land that God always looks at, the land of Israel. Hashem looks at it mereshit hashana ad achrit hashana, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And we interpret that Pasuk to mean, mereshit hashana, from the beginning of the year, nidon mayeh besofa, God already judges what will be at the end of the year. It's all judged from the very beginning. So, when we say in our Mishnah that Tishrei is the beginning of the year for years, it means for the judgment of the year. For the judgment of the years. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If you're quoting me a Pasuk, how do you know that that Pasuk is referring to Tishrei? Answers the Gemara, Dichtiv. Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tiku v'chode shofar b'kese liyom chageinu. Blow shofar in the beginning of the month. Tiku b'chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, blow shofar. Okay, so far that's talking about Rosh Hashanah. That's the only Jewish holiday that's on Rosh Chodesh, right? Rosh Hashanah. Tiku v'chodesh shofar, you blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh. B'kese liyom chageinu. What does the continuation say? Kichok liYisraelu mishpat lelokei Yaakov. It's a statute for the people of Israel. It's a judgment for the God of Jacob. So that pasuk says the judgment for the God of Jacob is when on Tikkun v'Chodesh Shofar b'Kesel Leyom Chageinu. Ezu Chag, what holiday do you have? And we turn to Amud Beis. Shachodesh mitkasebo, that the moon is covered up. Most of our holidays are on a full moon. Sukkot is on the 15th full moon. Pesach is on the 15th full moon. Shavuos is on the 6th. Okay, it's not a full moon. But the only holiday we have that the moon is covered is Rosh Hashanah. So which holiday is it talking about? Bakese liyom chageinu. What month is it? What holiday is it? Shachodesh. Chodesh could mean a month. Chodesh could mean the moon. Mitkasebo is covered. Ve'omer ze Rosh Hashanah. So I have to say that's talking about Rosh Hashanah. V'chtiv, and the verse says directly after that, Ki chok liYisrael hu mishpat lelokei Yaakov. It's a statute for Israel, judgment day for the God of Jacob. So you see that judgment day is on Rosh Hashanah. So we ask, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lashonim? We gave three answers. What are the three answers? Either shtaros, or shtaros documents, or that was shtaros, or tkufa, or din. Three answers. Shtarot, tkufa, the seasons, or din. Shtarot, tkufa, din. Yeah? Okay. Could I have my Gemara for a second? I try to summarize each daf with five words. That way I could review it. So here we have the three words that summarize the end of the daf. Next.
Not in a sentence.
Huh?
Not in a sentence.
No. If I could, I'd make it into a sentence. Onward. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braisa that was validated by the Academy of Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya. Now we're going to analyze this pasuk. Ki chok liYisrael hu mishpat lelokei Yaakov. Melamed, this pasuk teaches me, she'en betin shel mala nichnasin ledin, that the courts up above do not enter to judge, ela im ken, unless kidshu betin shel mata et chodesh, the courts down below sanctified the month. They wait for us. Ah, we said on this holiday they judge us. Yeah, but they wait to see that we declared it Rosh Chodesh. We declared Rosh Hashanah. That's when they sit down to convene. Tanya Yidach, we have an alternate braisa. The braisa again analyzes the pasuk. Ki chok liYisrael hu, it is a statute for Israel. En li ela liYisrael, the pasuk seems to indicate only Israel is judged on this day. Leumot olam minalan, how do you know the rest of the nations of the world are also judged on Rosh Hashanah? Tilmod lomar, that's what the verse continues and says. Mishpat lelokei Yaakov, it is judgment day for the God of Yaakov. If it's God's judgment day, it's not just Israel's judgment day, it's God who's judging on that day, so then, im ken, if that's so, matal mudlomar, then what is the pasuk telling me when it says, kichok liYisrael, it is this day of judging, the statute day of Israel? You just said it's everyone's judgment day. Melamed, this is coming to teach me, shiYisrael nichnasim tchila ledin, that Israel gets judged first. Kidrav Chista, like Rav Chista taught, the Amar Rav Chista said, Melech v'tzibur, when you have a king and his congregation, and God is going to judge them, Melech nichnas tchila ledin. God judges the king first, and only afterwards his people. And here we see that there's a concept that our relationship to the nations is like a king and his people. They are our subjects. Now people think, we, the Jewish people, are kings. You have to realize that in Judaism, every position is more responsibility. People think, I'm a king, so I can tell them what to do. They all have to listen to me. No. It's like Yosef says to his brother. He tells his brothers, all along, I thought you're all bowing to me. I told you all my dreams. And I always saw the glory of being king. And now I realize, ki lemichya shelachani elokim nifnechem. God made me go through all of this to serve you. I'm here as king. So you guys have food. I had to be sold as a slave. I had to deal with Potiphar's wife. I had to deal with the crummy being in prison for 10 years. I had to deal with all of that so I could serve you, so you guys would have food. I always thought I'm going to be king. You're all going to be bowing to me. But no, it's the other way around. God sent me to be king to serve you. The king is the public servant. So that's Rav David Feinstein's pshat. It's not my own.
The
pasuk's from the Chumash, but the concept that that's what Yosef was telling them, I think that's a beautiful thought. So here too, there is an aspect where, yeah, we're king and they're the public, but that's only an indication of our responsibilities. Shenemar, as the verse says, that God is asked by King Solomon. When King Solomon inaugurates the temple, he tells Hashem, may my prayer be before you to do the judgment of your servant, meaning me, and your nation, the Jewish people. So when King Solomon is praying to God about accepting our prayer and accepting the things from the temple, he says, him, the king first, and then the people. So you see, that's the way it works. Mishpat avdo, u'mishpat amo. God should do the justice for his servant, the king, and the nation. So from here we see this concept that the king goes in first, and by the same token, we go in first to judgment on Rosh Hashanah. God judges us first. My taima, what's the logic behind this? Why should the king go first to be judged? Ibayit Eima, if you want, I'll tell you one answer. Lavorach Ara, it's not their heritage. Lemeika Malka Abarai, for the king to stand outside. The king's going to sit in the waiting room. It's not their heritage. So he goes in first. Ibayit Eima, Mekame de Leipush Choronaf. And if you want, I'll tell you another answer. The king goes in first so that he gets judged. Mekame before de Leipush Choronaf. That the anger becomes great. Leipush means plenty. Great. So the king gets judged first before God has an opportunity to get all upset at all the people for all their sins. God first judges the king. By the same token, we get judged before the rest of the world gets judged. How am I doing, Ari? Okay. The Lashmitin. We said in the Mishnah that Tishrei is the beginning of the year for Shemitah. Minanan. Mar says, how do you know Shemitah begins on Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah? Dichtiv, because the pasuk says, ובשנה השביעית ובשנה השביעית and on the seventh year שבת שבתון יהיה לארץ, the earth will have a Sabbath, וגמר שנה שנה מתשרי. And we have Gzer Shava. Gamar often means I have Gzer Shava. Gamar could mean I have on tradition from Moshe. Gamrinon, we have on tradition. Gamar could also mean I have a tradition of Gzer Shava of Shana Shana. The word Shana, it says Uva Shana Shvit on the seventh year. And it also says by Tishrei, Dichtiv Mereshit Hashana. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Your tradition tells you to learn Gzer Shava on the word Shana. But the word Shana is also said about Nisan. V'ligmo Shana, Shana mi Nisan. Why don't you say the beginning of Shemitah is in Nisan? Because there too you have the word Shana. Dichtiv rishonu lachem lechodshei Shana. It is the first of the months of the year. Answers the Gemara, when I want to do Gzer Shava, so I try to align similar terms. In Nisan it uses two terms. It uses the term of the month and the term of the year. Chodshei Shana. Whereas by Tishrei it only uses the word Shana, and by Shemitah it only uses the word Shana, without a reference to months, without Chodesh. So, answers the Gemara, Danin Shana, I derive Gzeiras Shava from the word Shana, She'enima Chodeshim, where the Pasuk makes no mention of the months, Meshana, from a Pasuk that uses the word Shana, She'enima Chodeshim, and also makes no use of the word months, meaning these are two similar concepts. If I would use both, then I would derive from a pasuk that uses both, preferably. If I have a pasuk that uses only one, so then I try to derive from another pasuk that uses only one, preferably. Then, danin shana she'enima chodeshin, and I do not derive a year that makes no mention of months, mishana she'yeshima chodeshin, from another pasuk that refers to the year, refers to the shana, but also refers to chodeshim. No. So that's a very good question. I'm glad you caught on to that. Tosfos says in numerous places that Chazal, when they had a tradition on Gzeiras Shava, sometimes they just had a tradition which word to derive, but not from where. So they had a tradition, the word Shana has to be derived. Now go figure out which other Shana in the Torah should be derived from. Sometimes they had other traditions. But the tradition of Gezeirah Shavah was sometimes just the word, sometimes it was just the concept.